Investment research firm New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Today, we're going to be looking at one that's headed for trouble. With Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs, this is The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk investments with the guys from New Constructs, where, as I said, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this in a sense where forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And so when everybody else takes a look at numbers from the top down and just goes skin deep and says,
"You are so good looking,"
New Constructs sees those numbers and asks,
"Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?"
Yeah. And when they find out that something is not as attractive as others think, where the numbers are misleading, well, that makes it dangerous. By the way, something may be attractive when everybody else thinks it's dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information about what you hear from us on the show. They're at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Dunham Small Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
Dunham Small Cap Growth Fund. It's ticker symbol DADGX. This is a fund that, well, it's not a particularly big fund. It is a fund that at one point was pretty popular. Why is it a fund that is now headed for trouble?
So I know last week David mentioned, you know, the Harvard Business paper and MIT Sloan paper that showed how we can use our data to, you know, measure and predict earnings more accurately with individual stocks. And the cool thing is we can do that same analysis on mutual funds. We look at all the stocks in a mutual fund, and we see that, you know, Dunham Small Cap Growth Fund is actually the worst rated fund under coverage, in large part because that low quality holdings, expensive costs, and then the small cap growth style is actually the lowest rated style for the fourth quarter of this year.
So, just out of curiosity, how many small cap growth funds are attractive? Are any attractive at this point?
We have two ETFs, I believe, but there are no small cap growth mutual funds that are attractive.
Okay.
The highest rating you would get out of that is a neutral.
Okay.
For reference, Dunham Small Cap is very unattractive.
So what we're saying is they're handicapped by the style, which is not their fault. When you say, hey, I'm going to create a fund, we wouldn't want to see a fund manager go, I'm a small cap growth fund, but small cap growth sucks, so I'll go into something else. You want your small cap growth fund to own small cap growth. You may then decide that you don't want to own small cap growth. That's part of what the research is telling us. Or if you're going to own it, you want to own it in a case where you're not facing a high expense ratio on small assets. And oh, by the way, bad stock picking, right?
Correct. And it's actually funny you mentioned that, you know, if you have a small cap growth fund, you probably want small cap growth stocks. And one of the things we saw when we looked at this fund's holding is that actually around 40 of the stocks in the portfolio are not small caps. We're seeing a little bit of style drift there as well. So you're paying, you know, 5.71% total annual cost, which is well above the benchmark. And you're getting slightly not small cap exposure and low quality overvalued holdings when they are small caps as well.
When it's a small fund like this, do you worry more about it? I mean, this is a fund that has that, like I said, at one point, I remember that Dunham got a little bit of attractive news when it was early and young, and it got off to a good start. Now, I don't think anybody's talked about them for a long time, and obviously for good reason, given your research. But when you're looking at a fund this small, does that make it that, you know, you don't even have to be a terrible stock picker? Just a mediocre stock picker is automatically going to look bad because you just don't have that much in holdings?
It's not even about the amount of holdings. It's just the quality in general. We break up the asset allocation and we see that 62% of assets, regardless of how many there are in unattractive or worse stocks. So we kind of can rank it against all the mutual funds that we see, regardless of assets under management, and can see that over half of this portfolio is in low-quality stocks.
We're always trying to talk to you guys and say, okay, you do this analysis that tells us what something really should be worth. Can you apply that in a mutual fund? I mean, obviously you've got stocks that you can calculate what their no-growth value would be or something along those lines. If these guys were looking at no-growth value on the stocks they owned, what would this fund be worth? Because it's currently, as we speak, it's trading at around $15 a share. Is there some way to quantify just how bad this is and what it would really be worth?
So normally on an individual stock, we would look at, you know, the price to economic book value. We should look at the price to the net worth value of the stock. A price to economic book value ratio of 1.0 would imply that there is no growth expectations in the stock. We can do that, aggregate it on the entire mutual fund, and we see that this fund has a price to economic book value of 7.0. So we're looking at, you know, 7 times the no growth value of the stocks in this fund. So it's not a perfect valuation, okay, but that's kind of what we're looking at. The holdings of themselves are significantly overvalued to the no growth value of the stock.
So if the no growth value is 7 times, what that actually means is we could divide their price by 7, and that would be the no growth value of the net asset value. Is that how we do it?
Be a rough estimate, yeah, of the holdings aggregate.
Yeah, so it's trading at $15 a share, and it's worth about 2. This is what you're saying, right?
Not pretty.
No, not pretty at all, but that's actually why it's really interesting, and that's why the analysis is so good. It's Dunham Small Cap Growth, ticker symbol DADGX, this week's pick in the danger zone, the worst kind of fund to own, small cap growth fund, and the worst small cap growth fund among the worst category of funds. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information, to read more about their danger zone picks, to find that Harvard Business Review and MIT Sloan paper, and much, much more. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, it's market call time. Rich Maroney from Dow Theory Forecast and Upside. Speaking of small cap stocks, he will be here talking stocks in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.